It's lunchtime right now, and it is busy in here. The line is almost out the door. You look around here, and it could as well be a few decades ago. They have the original menu hanging up, and in back you see the chicken frying, the fish frying.
Hey, man, come over and see me, my love. What can I get for you?
I want two hot white dinners.
Prices isn't fancy. It's takeout only. Counter stretches the width of the room, and five or six people with white aprons take orders. They're fast, even when they're being friendly. Stephen Price was three when his father Talmadge and his uncle Pat opened the chicken coop.
We originally had a retail poultry market. Before the advent of the grocery stores, you had all your individual markets. And then somebody suggested asking why he didn't try cooking chicken, because they needed a quick, affordable meal for some manufacturing employees in the neighborhood.
Back then, many of Charlotte's restaurants were segregated, but Price's was open to everyone.
He was a people person, and he really enjoyed the people and the interaction with the customers.
Price and his cousin took over for his father in the 80s. They still only accept cash, and signs tell customers not to talk on cell phones. Peter Stewart has been going to Price's since he was a boy. Now he's a vice president at an IT company nearby. He heard about Price's death and decided it was time to come by.
And my mother makes good fried chicken, so don't be fooled. But she also knew when was too big of a crowd to handle, so we'd always come down to Price's on Saturday mornings and grab our chicken and go have our family events.
Walter Broom has been working here for 37 years.
Only thing that has changed in here, the prices on that board up there.
He says he stayed for so long because the family has always been generous and fair, and they've treated their customers the same way.
You see everybody from homeless people to doctors, lawyers, bankers, insurance. You see everybody in here. We wait on everybody. It's good. Cash only.
Price's has gotten acclaim far and wide, from Bon Appetit to the Food Network. Alex Waring doesn't care about that. He dropped by before a shift driving a truck. He says the food's good, but there's something else.
So, I mean, it's love. You know, you can go to, you can get chicken from anywhere or, you know, different types of food from anywhere, but it's a history, a tradition.
That tradition will continue. Stephen Price says business remains strong because of the foundation set by his father and uncle. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller at Price's Chicken Coop.